My family informs me they don't want to hear any more studies about sugar because they've already heard enough.
There's still too much sugar in kids' cereals.
Fructose seems to overstimulate a hormone that helps regulate fat.
Drinking sugary drinks can raise your risk of high blood pressure by up to 70%.
Enough! We like sugar. Scientists just need to deal with it. But the trouble is, the studies are getting scarier and scarier. The latest is from Dr. Elisa Epple of UC San Francisco.
Soda may be aging us in ways that we're not even aware of.
Dr. Epple studied the effect of sugar not just on your weight, but on your individual cells. And she found a connection between too much sugar and the shrinking of spiral structures known as telomeres that protect the chromosomes.
Short telomeres are both associated with chronic diseases of aging and predictive of chronic diseases of aging.
Once chromosomes lose this protective layer, they malfunction. The immune system falters, and you catch everything until finally, so long.
We think we can get away with drinking lots of soda as long as we're not gaining weight, but this suggests that there is an invisible pathway that leads to accelerated aging regardless of weight.
But another study finds hope. Researcher Sarah Bleich of Johns Hopkins found that if you tell kids how much exercise it will take to work off what they're about to drink, they pay attention. She tested this by putting up three kinds of signs near the soda cases in corner stores in poor sections of Baltimore, signs that listed the number of calories in the soda, how many tablespoons of sugar in the soda, or how much running it would take to burn off the soda.
The one that was most effective was the physical activity equivalent, or telling the adolescents that a bottle of soda is about 50 minutes of jogging. And we found that when that sign was posted, the likelihood that they would buy a sugary beverage reduced by about 50%.
She also found that the effect remains even after the signs come down. However, on the flip side, let's hope those kids who don't buy the soda find some way to get glucose into their systems because, as other studies have shown,
researchers reporting in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found a strong correlation between low glucose levels and aggressive behavior toward the person's spouse.
It makes you wonder how the species ever got this far.